Hey, folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss, like, playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Show. As the announcer of this show, I sometimes ask myself, to what shall I compare Eric? Shall I compare him to a summer's day? Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May.
But not Eric. I'll tell you, nothing shakes this guy.
And now here he is, wearing green leotards and a jester's coxcomb, Eric Metaxas.
That's not true, Todd. That's not true. Nobody believes it. So why? Why do you persist? Hey, I'm continuing my conversation with the author of a brand new book, 100 Bible Verses That Made America, Robert Morgan. After this segment, we're going to have John Zmirak on. But Robert, I'm just so glad to have you here for a few minutes more, because I keep thinking this is the kind of book that homeschoolers would be an ideal thing for young people. This is not hard to read. 3 pages a chapter. Very memorable little stories. But we've got to get this information into the DNA of the culture.
Yes, this is a biblical tour of American history. And this is what's being expunged by the secularists.
Yeah.
You know, every other group and subgroup are wanting and sometimes going to court and pressuring politicians to make sure that their contributions are included in the textbooks. And
yeah.
Christians have more heritage. We have put more into the establishing of our history than any other group than I can imagine. And yet we are being taken out.
Yeah.
And that isn't right. And it's also not true. And so this is, you know, my humble attempt to at least began to reacquaint some people with the stories that are genuine, that are factual, that are fascinating, and that can make us feel good as those who hold the Bible and revere the Scriptures.
And I have to say, you don't need to be a Christian. You don't need to care about Christianity. All you need to do is care about history. This is history. This is not Christian history. It is true. You don't need to like it, but it is true. And if you don't know the truth, how can you possibly understand anything? I mean, the fact is that this is the story of America. It's just undeniable. It's not your story or a Christian story. This is the story. It's true. And to expunge it is really, you know, it's Stalinesque. It's a grotesque thing when people want to expunge parts of history. We should not, again, even if you don't like it, at least understand what happened. And that's what you've done. I want to go to the story of Frederick Douglass, 1852. Frederick Douglass and the 4th of July. I don't know that story either.
Well, Frederick Douglass was a young man who grew up in slavery and was terribly abused. I mean, his story, I think, is required reading now in all of the schools across the country. They won't talk about his, you know, the Christian side of him. But he was tremendously influenced by the Bible. He escaped and became the Martin Luther King Jr. Of 100 years before Dr. King. And he proclaimed freedom. And his most famous speech is called "What to a Slave is the 4th of July." And he was invited to speak to a women's group. And it was a 4th of July sort of celebration. I think it might have been the day after the 4th of July, but it was all in connection with that. And he stood up and he said, "This is your holiday. It is not ours." He said, "The 4th of July to you is a day of independence, and my people are still enslaved.
So this is 1852.
Yes. Before the Civil War.
Long before the Civil War, the Emancipation Proclamation. So slavery was still a thing. And so, yes, he gives a sermon, and he quotes from Isaiah chapter 1.
Yes. And he gave a lot of sermons. Now, his relationship with Christianity was complicated, but he used the scripture and wove that into what he was saying. And it's true for the great abolitionist movement. I tell the story here of Elijah Lovejoy, who was a journalist. He is the first journalist in America to be martyred for the cause of the freedom of the press. And it's because he was an abolitionist. His newspaper in St. Louis began printing articles, and he was writing articles demanding the ending of slavery. And he was driven out of St. Louis. He went to Alton, right up the Mississippi, and a mob broke in and killed him. He was martyred, became the first martyr for the freedom of the press, and he was a minister, and he was a Bible believer who, on the basis of Scripture, was calling for the abolition of slavery. So I think Christians, now, it's true that in the South there were slave owners who said that they were Christian. And I don't understand that. It was wrong. There's no way to justify it. They were in a very tight worldview. The only thing that I can compare it with are secularists today who are wanting to rip babies out of the womb, and they think it's all right because they are so gripped by the worldview, when future generations will look back with horror. I don't know how to explain the fact that in the South there were Christians who defended slavery. But all I can say is, like with Wilberforce in that wonderful book that you wrote, so in America, it was Christians like Frederick Douglass and Elijah Lovejoy and the others who fought the fight for equal rights and for the ending of slavery. And these are stories that, as believers, or at least as people who adhere to and revere the Bible, we ought to know and be proud of, frankly.
Well, absolutely. And you also talk about the revival. This happened right here in New York, and most people have never heard of this, but there was a revival. It started in 1857. A businessman, a tailor named Jeremiah Lanphier, moved here to New York. And there was a huge revival. Most people don't know about it. Tell us about that. That's chapter 65 in the book.
It's the 1857 revival. It happened right down on Fulton Street. Last time I was in New York, which was in November, I walked from one end of Fulton Street to the other. It's right next to the 9/11 Memorial.
Yeah,
it's amazing how much history is right in there. The evacuation from Brooklyn and Washington being inaugurated. But at any rate, Jeremiah Lanphier, this was during the financial crash. People were very, very distraught. He was a street evangelist. He announced a prayer meeting to be held during the lunch hour. Six people came, the next week 20, the next week 40. And within weeks, there was not a church or office building or cathedral or anything in New York that could contain the people wanting to pray. And this revival then spread up and down the eastern seaboard. It spread to the west. One man said that he took the train from New York to Omaha, and at every stop it was a continuous prayer meeting. And thousands, tens of thousands of people gave their lives to Christ. And it was like a P.S., to the Second Great Awakening.
That is truly amazing, especially when you think it happened right here in New York, that it was started here. And it's an encouragement to us to pray for revival. I think that's what this book is, that people who get this book will be encouraged about what's possible. Because sometimes we get a little hopeless and we kind of think, well, things are going in the wrong direction. Well, they've been in the wrong direction many times, and they've come into God's direction.
Well, we ought to be optimistic. First of all, God's sovereign control for human history is set. I think that he is doing what he's going to do regardless of what happens here. But secondly, the history of the church overall for 2,000 years and for 500 years on this continent would tell us that there are these periodic revivals which encourage us to pray that prayer in the book of Psalms that says, "Will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you?"
It's an amazing thing. We do need to be reminded, and I think that there's nothing worse than Christians who have this down in the mouth attitude, like things are getting worse. It's all, and you think, hey, have you read the Bible? Like, things have been bad at all times through biblical history and through our history, and yet God is able to come. You kind of think like a lot of these people hardly know who God is and what he's capable of doing. So I want to thank you. We're just about out of time. We're going to have John Zmirak for the rest of the hour today. But thank you for writing this book. This is a really, if I may say so, important book. I hope everybody listening to this program would get a copy and would read it. It would be an amazing thing if the people listening to this program were familiar with what's in this book, 100 Bible Verses That Made America. Robert Morgan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text MONEY to 411-411. That's MONEY to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Folks, let me ask you, where does the profit from your cup of coffee go? Pete and Seth Talbot, the owners of Relief Factor, have just started something called Honor Bound Coffee, and they've committed 100% of their profits to serve and bless military families. It's not an occasional or token gift. It's 100% of the profits. And believe me, this is premium coffee at a great price. All you coffee lovers and experts are going to love this coffee. But you'll know that with every cup of medium, dark roast, or decaf honor-bound coffee, you'll be helping military families who serve with honor and protect us day after day, year after year. And to get started, Pete and Seth are offering on your first order, buy two bags of honor-bound coffee for the price of one. So please stand with Pete and Seth and me and all of us here at Salem. Go to honorboundcoffee.com, not just the best coffee available, the top 1%. And honor-bound is coffee with a purpose. Give your family great coffee and give back to our military. HonorBoundCoffee.com. Is this not terrific? I got to tell you, I can't wait.
Don't let your home be invaded this season with rats and mice. Keep them away the most humane way with Plug-In Pest Free, 100% chemical-free, totally safe for your family and pets, and environmentally friendly. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that has been scientifically tested and consumer-proven since 1995. Now that's fair dinkum. With a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year manufacturer's warranty, what have you got to lose? Stop inviting unwanted rodents and pests in with baits. Say goodbye to traps and start saving money today with Plug-In Pest Free. Order yours now at gopestfree.com and save 20% with promo code PEST20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Are you ready to start saving money? Go pestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
Is he really my boogeyman?
He may be.
I don't think that would be appropriate. Hey, folks, as I warned you, any minute, we're going to do it. Are you ready? Unleash the Zmirak. Hello, John Zmirak. How are you?
Good, Eric. How you doing?
You wrote a piece at stream.org called The Best and Worst of 2020, The Year in Review. Now,
that's right.
According to my watch, today is the 4th of February. By the way, it's Bonhoeffer's birthday today. And you are reviewing the year, and we're only 1/12 of the way into it. So obviously, this is a little tongue-in-cheek, but I'd love to talk to you about the best and worst of 2020, the year in review, even though we're a year from looking back. Okay, what do you say?
Well, what I'm saying is that enough crazy stuff has happened that I am emotionally exhausted. I'm done with 2020.
Oh, good.
I think we should just agree that we're now in 2021 because we had enough stuff happened in January for an entire year.
Let's start fresh. That's funny and true. So, okay, so let's talk about it. Let's look back
the three worst
over 2020.
Yeah, I'll look back at 2020.
A little remember nostalgia.
2020? It's so weird. I'm already having to, like, write my checks 2021. Okay, the three worst things. I love to lead with what bleeds. The bushfires in Australia. That was 2 weeks ago. It feels like months ago, doesn't it? But it was really terrible for several terrible reasons. First of all, what caused it? What mostly caused the bushfires were ecological regulations that green activists have imposed in Australia that stop people from doing what they've been doing for, 150 years, which is they would do controlled fires to create gaps between areas of brush. They would do a controlled fire so that there's like a mile with nothing in it, so that if you get a bushfire later, it doesn't spread. Well, the Green Party and the Green activists in Australia said, no, you're interfering with the natural environment. Of course, the natural environment in Australia would generate bushfires. That's what happens in arid climates. So that was part of the reason. And the other thing is hundreds of acts of arson.
Hundreds?
Hundreds.
Why is there arson happening in Australia?
I don't know. I would not be surprised if some of it were environmental activists, because the moment these bushfires started, Greta Thunberg, the Australian Green Party, I think the guy who designed Gwyneth Paltrow's candle that smells like my vagina, yes, that's a real thing, that's the name of the candle, I think he might have gotten involved. It became a whole thing that, you see, there's a climate crisis, because the Australian bush is hot and dry, which it wasn't for the last.
This is like the Nazis setting the Reichstag on fire. I didn't know that it was climate change activists who had imposed these regulations, which made these fires thrive and made them difficult to put out.
Neither did I until a friend who used to live in Australia pointed it out to me.
Well, see, this is the thing. I hope people tune into the show because they get to hear things on the show that they're not hearing anywhere else. I have to say, it's astounding that this hasn't been reported on, because that's pretty stinking significant.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Remember, there weren't bushfires like this of this magnitude for the last 100 years, as far as I know. This is the worst one ever. And here's what really upsets me about it, and this is just me. These fires killed more than 1 billion, the B, animals. innocent little creatures of God. And I love the show Dodo's Heroes. It's all about people rescuing animals. And one of my favorite episodes was this couple in rural Australia. They rescue orphaned wombats, these adorable little creatures.
Now, first of all, being an ethnocentric American, I don't know what exactly is a wombat.
It's kind of a small, adorable little creature with a pointed nose that would never hurt a fly. And often their parents get hit by cars in Australia, and you have these little baby wombats that are helpless. And this precious couple rescues baby wombats. And I just thought, my gosh, these people pour out their lives doing this for God's little innocent, unfallen creatures. This one fire wiped out more wombats, wallabies, koalas, kangaroos than we could rescue in a million years. I mean, what a horrendous, horrendous tragedy. Think of all that innocent suffering. It just, that alone. I remember writing on Twitter after reading that, this is officially the worst year ever, and it's only January.
Yeah, that is, I mean, I have to say, that is really monstrous. A billion animals wiped out. I mean, you talk about environmental disaster. I want to point out that animals are fallen. All of creation fell when Adam and Eve sinned, pal.
Good,
so you put
point.
That in your pipe and smoke it.
No, but, no, they're not. By fallen, I mean their wills. They do what they're supposed to do. They don't sin. We do.
All right. But I would argue that the rocks, that nature itself, I would argue that inert forces of weather are part of the fall.
Animals were tearing each other apart before mankind existed, and that man was protected from it, and that protection is what was taken away at the fall.
Mm-hmm. All right, then.
This is a theological argument we can have between Thomas Aquinas and Martin Luther.
Yeah, no, I just like the idea that I can have these conversations.
Yeah. Learn that in seminary, did you?
Okay,
no,
so let's.
I've never been to seminary.
No, my goodness, we're Christians. Christians don't go to seminary. Let's talk about the coronavirus. We're doing a review, folks, of 2020, the year in review from the perspective one-twelfth in. Yeah, let's pretend that it's over. So what about the coronavirus?
Well, this coronavirus could, people are worrying, replicate the global pandemic that was called the Spanish flu, which is ironic since it came from Kansas.
Whoa. The Spanish flu came from Kansas?
Yes. It came from Lawrence, the first instance of it was American soldiers who were being prepared to go over to World War One. And people warned, this is a terrible virus, don't send these guys, but the military didn't care, and they sent them over there. And when all the troops were mixing after the end of World War One, that's when the disease spread, and it killed more people than World War One did.
You're kidding. Actually,
no.
I remember that, but I've forgotten. That's
it
pretty hard to believe.
Grandmother's first husband, it killed my favorite artist, Gustav Klimt, so I'm still bitter about that.
Klimt was killed by the Spanish flu?
Yes, so was Egon Schiele, his also equally talented younger colleague.
I don't think Egon Schiele's work. It's depressing, isn't it?
It's depressing, but the part of me that's still a morbid teenager kind of likes it. But,
right. That part is dead, John. So you're an adult now. Let's talk about Klimt.
We have this pandemic on our hands, and it's kind of terrifying. The only bright spot I can see is that a bunch of dopey people seem to think that it's caused by Corona beer and have been frantically Googling Corona beer virus.
Now, wait a minute, though. The Corona. Let's go back to the Spanish influenza. How many people roughly did that kill?
I think something like 12 to 15 million in World War I killed 10
million.
Million.
You see, this
spread
is the thing.
The
we're living at a time now where it's hard for us to fathom what has happened in the past, and it's even harder for us to fathom that it could happen again. It's horrifying to say so, but I hope that the coronavirus does not spread. At this point, it seems okay.
You know, one of the reasons it spread so quickly?
No.
Dr. Jane Orient, very smart doctor, did a column at stream.org. The virus was in one province.
Wuhan.
Hunan. And the government knew about it, and if it had been an open, transparent, democratic government, it would have told people and would have done something. But instead, You remember the way the Soviets messed up Chernobyl because they wanted to protect the party's prestige?
Yeah.
Well, a similar thing happened.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me totalitarianism is suddenly wrong? Is that what you're saying?
Not just wrong, but doesn't even work.
Son of a gun.
It's not just evil.
I was
going to
vote for Bernie Sanders. Now, knowing what I know, I'm going to vote for the moderate Elizabeth Warren. Okay,
you
seriously, though.
If you vote for Bernie Sanders, the Borscht virus will devastate America.
Okay, but to get back to...
here's what happened.
Yeah.
This disease was found in one province. If the Chinese government had confined the people to that province, it would not have spread. But Chinese New Year was coming up, and Chinese New Year the custom is to go travel back to wherever you were born.
Yeah.
So rather than be honest and transparent, the Chinese government didn't want to say anything, so it let millions of people from Hunan province go all over China spreading the disease.
Who was it who said lying is always the best policy? Actually, nobody. Nobody. So, in all seriousness,
he was an Irish Democrat, whoever he was.
That's very funny. In all seriousness, you're telling me that in fact the Chinese made this worse. I did read a news report about that. We're going to be right back, folks. I'm talking to John Zmirak for the rest of the hour. We are reviewing the year 2020, even though we're only a month into it. So what? We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Shadow Incorporated, the company behind the app used by Iowa Democrats to report its caucus results, has apologized in its first public comment about the problems. Democratic Party officials, meanwhile, in Iowa planning to release a majority of the delayed caucus results at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. President Trump sure to accentuate the strength of the economy at his State of the Union address tonight. He's also expected to discuss health care, foreign policy, and national security. The president's acquittal of the impeachment charges is expected on Wednesday afternoon in the Senate. A system of strong storms could bring damaging wind gusts and hail to parts of the Deep South. The National Storm Prediction Center says the most severe storms today could form in Arkansas and Louisiana. The Dow is ahead 474 points now. This is SRN News.
Statement is not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results will vary.
If you tried to lose weight and failed, it wasn't your fault. According to leading medical experts, when we cut back on how much we eat, our body shifts into survival mode, reducing our metabolism and making us even hungrier. But now, a breakthrough discovery that helps you fight food cravings is available without a prescription. Riduzone uses your body's natural appetite control, a molecule called OEA, to break that cycle. Riduzone is the only product that contains OEA.
I've lost 75 pounds using Riduzone. My husband has lost 50 pounds using Riduzone. Riduzone has made it so that we eat less food, and it has taken away the cravings that we used to have. Riduzone has made it so that I can lose the weight without feeling hungry.
Go to Riduzone.com. Use promo code today to save up to 65% off your order. That's Riduzone.com. Save up to 65% and get free shipping by using promo code today at Riduzone.com. That's Riduzone.com.
You know I love AMAC. I love what they stand for. Smaller government. I love the value they pass on to their members. A fantastic endorsed partner of AMAC are my good friends at Pure Talk USA. Just like how AMAC wants to take the pork barrel out of government, Pure Talk wants to trim the fat off your wireless bill. Here's the deal. If you're an AMAC member or a new customer, you're eligible for wireless plans for as little as $10 a month. $10 a month. And if you're an AMAC member, Pure Talk will add 3 years to your AMAC membership for free. Stop overpaying for wireless. Make the switch to Pure Talk USA. Their network covers 99% of Americans. Their customer service is based in the U.S. and they're veteran run. You can even keep your phone and your number. Get talk, text, and data for as little as $10 a month when you dial #250 and say the keyword Mike Gallagher. That's all. Dial #250 and say Mike Gallagher. They make it so easy to switch. #250, promo code Mike Gallagher, Pure Talk USA. Simply smarter wireless.
Hey, whatever happened to Stevie Nicks? I'm talking to John Zmirak. John Zmirak, I'd like to go back. We're reviewing the year, even though we're only a month into it. We're pretending that the year is past, and we're just reviewing the year. So we're talking now
because January was so horrible, it feels like an entire year.
Exactly.
And I was saying that, you know, to me, the most so far, the part about the coronavirus that's breaking my heart is that the Chinese authorities have announced domestic pets could spread the virus. So they're planning, in some regions, to start slaughtering them by the millions.
You know, it's interesting.
Turn in their pets to be killed.
I'm fascinated that a hard-hearted monster like John Zmirak loves animals. There's a great irony there.
Oh.
Okay, John, what else can we talk about?
Yeah, I prefer them. I prefer them. They never disappoint me.
That is very funny, but isn't that true? Well, that's why God gave us animals on some level. It's one of the reasons.
Yeah. I'm convinced that these beagles are here to keep me from despairing. Because you can't despair when you have midget acrobats jumping around your house all the time. You just can't.
I know. Well, children can function that way, but at some point they cease to do that. Okay, so what is next?
Let's go to something positive. Let's go to the best of 2020.
Yeah.
Okay? The sham impeachment has failed. Okay? That it basically failed. The Democrats came up a few rhinos short of a herd.
Today is Tuesday, and tonight the State of the Union?
Yeah. But I was thinking just last week when the vote on witnesses, that was essentially the vote. Without witnesses, the Democrats can't drag this out into another media circus. So it's kind of over. So the Democrats will not be able to summon John Bolton to testify that President Trump turned him into a newt. They won't be able to get Christine Lazy Ford to say that she had a repressed memory. Trump was in the bedroom along with Brett Kavanaugh, urging him on and holding Mark Judge's beer. We won't have Tawana Browley coming up and testifying that Trump forced her onto Jeffrey Epstein's plane. So
I can't believe you're making fun of Tawana Browley.
Yeah, that's
Tawana Browley, let me tell you something, my friend, all right? You get off your soapbox. That was a genuine hoax, all right? And I will not allow that to be mocked on this program.
No.
So, John,
it launched the career too of Reverend.
Yes,
the Reverend Al Sharpton.
That's right.
Let me ask you, John. You were just talking about the impeachment.
That and Bernie Getz.
I think that the impeachment has mostly been ignored by Americans. I mean, Trump continues to do many good things. He's extremely active. It just seems like a hiccup. Like it was a meaningless exercise, and we just move on. I mean, the idea that tonight's going to be the State of the Union. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, he's probably going to be saying really dramatically strong statements against Pelosi and the Democrats, and she's going to be within view. She's going to be sitting right behind him.
He's funny.
He's going to be funny. You know he's going to be
funny.
Video
of Bernie Sanders shirtless in the Soviet Union in the 80s singing communist songs in a hot tub with a bunch of old guys. I would like show that if I were him.
I don't think he's going to do that.
I'm not president.
But I think it's going to be similar. All right, so the impeachment is effectively over, except that tomorrow is Wednesday, when they have their big, the final vote. And you almost feel like it's possible that the drama queens that are the Democratic Party in this day and age may still try to do something to pull a rabbit out of a hat.
I think they're already just getting ready for the next impeachment, which will start November 4th, after the day after the election.
Yeah. What else?
The next piece of good news, Brexit finally happened.
Wow.
After 3 years of British elites rapping the voters on the nose with a rolled-up newspaper, bad pro, you voted wrong. It's finally going to happen. Britain, you know, it's amazing that the British voters didn't like the idea that their laws were being determined in secret meetings of committees of appointed bureaucrats who serve for life. That's how the EU works. Most of the effective laws are made in secret by appointed committees, and they don't even know their names.
Right.
I don't know why people objected to that. I mean, what's undemocratic about that, right? Yeah. Don't you want?
Well, I have to say, the Brexit news—it's been long, in the making, and finally, it has happened. And I think it's a harbinger of good things to come on the world stage. I'm excited for Orban and others who are they seem to have a sense that national sovereignty is a good thing, and the people who elected them seem to get that. I really am looking forward to how this plays out.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, some actual good things happen within Britain, because there's a lot in Britain that needs to get fixed, like the Muslim rape gangs that are afflicting blue-collar neighborhoods all across the country that the police won't do anything about because they don't want to be accused. Sorry. They don't want to be accused of racism. I mean, that's a huge thing. Hundreds of victims. And the police just didn't do anything because they didn't want to be seen as anti-Asian. By the way, Asian is the euphemism in Britain for young Muslim guys. I mean,
use the term Asian because they don't want to seem...
Yeah, the computer programmers have rape gangs? What? No, it's Pakistani Muslim rape gangs. And they're huge, and they target young, mostly white, native British women because they see that they don't wear hijabs, that, you know, their heads aren't covered. They're already prostitutes in their view.
I have to say, I'm going to have Tommy Robinson on this program, and I want to have Ezra Levant on this program before I have Tommy Robinson. But this is stuff that, again, nobody's reporting on it. Fox News doesn't report on it. This is vitally important stuff. We're going to be right back, folks. Hey, you wouldn't go away because I'm talking to John Zmirak. Ha, huh, so there. Now, Albin, we didn't make New Year's resolutions.
No.
Did you?
No.
I didn't either.
No.
But you know what? A lot of people did. And one of them, for some people, is to get out of pain. A lot of people deal with chronic pain. I do. Okay. And I would say within a few weeks, almost everybody who is listening, if you're dealing with this, you can get out of pain. Most of you can. Pete and Seth Talbot, that's the father and son owners of Relief Factor, have created the 3-week quick start pack of Relief Factor, and they've discounted it to $19.95. So this is a New Year's resolution. You can very likely accomplish getting out of pain, neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, general muscle aches, pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. Honestly, it works for me. That's why I rave about it. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Get the quick start pack, $19.95. You'll know within 3 weeks. Or you can call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. It works.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. There are over 400 programs in the Prager store, and now by becoming a Pragertopia Unlimited member, you can listen to every program in the store. Courses, lectures, show segments, even my Torah teachings. Almost everything I've ever recorded over the last 20 years, over 1,000 hours of program. Of course, Pragertopia Unlimited members get every radio show since 2009 as well. All commercial-free on demand. Wow. No, this is a big deal. This is truly a big deal, if I'm allowed to say that about my own work. For a limited time, it's only $119 for an entire year to join Pragertopia Unlimited. Get to listen to every show in the Prager store, every lecture I've given, every course. And you'll get a coupon for 50% off the Rational Bible, Genesis, which is autographed. I put my life into these works. They're meant to change your life, open up your mind, and they make a spectacular gift. Go to Pragertopia.com and sign up. Pragertopia Unlimited.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits? That costs a ton of money anyways.
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then a Lick-O-Chop.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships.
Hey, that's the great Bobby Darin. Alvin, we got to get make a note. We got to get him in the studio. Bobby Darin.
So noted.
You know, folks, I'm talking to John Zmirak, but the problem with talking to John Zmirak, and I know people listening, you're listening to me here, listen to this. The problem with talking to John Zmirak is it makes you get this stuff verbally, and you may not read his columns. I want you to go to stream.org because half of the things that John writes, we never get to on the show. There's a paragraph that because we're talking about all kinds of stuff with John. And this is what John writes. He says, the Catholic Church continues to stumble like Buster Keaton bouncing down each iron step of a very long spiral staircase. The former Pope Benedict tried to co-publish a book on clerical celibacy. He co-authored it with the brilliant doctrinally orthodox African cardinal Robert Serra. When the news broke, the Vatican went into Hitler screaming at his generals in the bunker mode. Thank you, John Zmirak. You're a great writer, and I want people to read your stuff, not just to tune into you on this program.
Yeah.
What did you want to talk about the Catholic Church? No? We don't have to.
The worst piece of news in 2020, and thank God 2020's over, was there's a celebrity priest turned bishop, Robert Barron, who has built himself a media empire. And when Pope Benedict and Pope John Paul were pope, he was conservative. And now that Pope Francis is in power, he's all of a sudden a progressive. And he came out with a proposal that Catholic bishops should issue a list of which websites are approved for Catholics to read. And which, so that, you know, only read the websites approved by the bishops. Now, maybe in 1950, that would have sounded a little
because
little
back
stuffy,
then
it would have made sense.
Back then, the bishops were Christians,
right? They were, yeah. Now,
but now the Catholic bishops are Marxist-Leninists.
Many of the most, I would say, the majority of bishops in this country are like the dumber brother of the Democrat family, where they like, yeah, he's not going to make it in politics. He probably can't get a job at the post office. Let's see if he can be bishop.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Or the brother who is too effeminate for Broadway. Like, no, he's too swishy to be a choreographer. Send him to the Jesuits.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
So.
This move at censoring and controlling Catholic internet sites is going to be done by the same bishops who have been hiding and shuffling pedophiles from city to city.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Let's be clear. We don't judge.
The bishops who've been running the church in the last 40 years, and do you know what the latest achievement of our Catholic bishops is? A majority of Hispanics in America are now no longer Catholic.
Wow.
They've managed to run the church so badly that people who've been Christian since 1492 or a little thereafter, have been Catholic since then, they came to our bishops and said, no, not so much.
Yeah, well, they're becoming
church.
Evangelical Pentecostals like me.
Yeah.
Because that's where the money is,
you know,
let's be honest.
And, you know, as a Catholic, that bothers me. On the other hand, maybe they'll start voting pro-life.
I mean,
because they don't, as Catholics. tragically.
Right, right. I know.
That Catholic Hispanics do not vote pro-life, which is my reason to want to keep as many of them as possible out of the country. Anyone who will vote for the Democrats, I don't want to come to America, regardless of his race, creed, or color.
How is it
more Democrat voters.
When you're talking about the Catholic bishops in America, the scandal is that they let people like Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and many others claim to be Catholic. Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, these are bloodthirsty pro-abortion people. These aren't pro-choice people. These are dramatically pro-abortion people who somehow insanely claim to be Catholic, and the bishops let them get away with it, John. What is that? I mean, if you're going to have an Orthodox, if you're going to have a church, it seems to me that that's, you know, Protestants don't have that kind of structure. It seems to me if you're going to have that kind of structure, the least you can do is use it, you know, to keep out people who don't agree with you.
Eric, here's what's going on. In Germany, if you want to be a Catholic, you have to pay a church tax of like 8 to 10% of your income. And if you don't check that box on your tax form, you're excommunicated. In America, we don't have a church tax. What we have is federal nonprofit contracts. 40% of the bishop's money comes from the federal government for them running programs for immigrants and other poverty programs. 40%. So if the Democrats decided to cut the church off, or if the Republicans came to power and cut back on these programs, if we built a wall, these bishops' income would plummet. Also, they keep 40% of native-born Catholics leave the church. 40%. If 40% of Toyotas exploded when you went in reverse, somebody would get fired, but not for us. These same bishops are telling us how to run the country when they've managed to make Hispanics into Protestants. Okay, so that's what it is. It's all about the money. The bishops don't get a check every time a woman decides to keep her baby. They do get a check every time somebody sneaks across the border.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. We've just got a moment or so left. We're gonna grab you for tomorrow again, John. But let's try to end on a positive note. I don't care if we fail. Let's just try.
On a positive note, buy my books. Go on Amazon, buy one of my books, like the Bad Catholic's Guide to the Seven Deadly Sins or The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration. I have a dozen books I've written or co-written, and they're all as much fun as listening to me is. Which
absolutely.
Is
you know something? No kidding. I'm just so grateful for you mentioning it, because many people listen to you on this program, and they don't know that you've written books and that they should buy them. You know what? Let's be honest. We don't care if they read them. Just buy a few copies, for crying out loud. Give them to your friends. All right. So we've just got 45 seconds left.
People will go to stream.org, where I incessantly write 1,000 or more words every single day, five days a week.
Yeah.
That comes out to 250,000 words a year, which is like 6 books it adds up to.
Insane. Mm. All right. Finally, you're happy that Bernie Sanders leads the Democratic pack. You are? Yes?
I am, because now that Trump's not going to be forced out of office, I think Bernie Sanders is going to bring out the real crazy among the Democrats. You're going to have topless feminists and drag queens and Antifa guys in black hoods. This is their candidate. This is the Leninist, far-left, Sandinista candidate for president. And I think it's going to really bring out the crazy among the Democrats. And I suspect that we're going to win big in November.
I'm sorry we're out of time. Folks, go to stream.org, buy John Zamirak's books. And, John, we'll try to talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, my friend.
Economic experts warn conditions are ripe for a global recession in 2020. Forbes says 2020s might be the worst decade in U.S. history. J.P. Morgan believes the next global financial crisis will strike in 2020. It's time to take charge of your financial future. It's time to invest in gold. Gold offers security. Noble Gold offers security through precious metals. The experts at Noble Gold have been helping people invest for over 20 years. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just
starting out, Noble does it all, from gold coins to gold and precious metals IRAs. Want to do more with your money in 2020? Then go to learnaboutgold.org. That's learnaboutgold.org to receive your free gold guide and custom Learn About Gold video series absolutely free. That's a $99 value. Yours absolutely free. Go to learnaboutgold.org and see if you qualify to receive $500 in free silver.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Democratic Party officials plan to release a majority of Iowa's delayed presidential caucus results by late today. That's according to details shared with campaigns on a private conference call.
Chris Galdieri, who's with the Department of Politics at St. Anselm College.
I think what is frustrating for so many people right now, particularly the candidates and voters in New Hampshire who might want to incorporate the Iowa result into their decision, is the uncertainty.
There was no immediate word from the state party chairman, Troy Price, on when they would release the full results of last night's Iowa caucus. Shelley Antler, Washington.
President Trump expected to discuss the strength of the economy, health care, foreign policy, and national security with his State of the Union address tonight. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 424 points and the NASDAQ ahead 196. This is SRN News.
Bastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day, no garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Big, bright, shiny, yellow sun. Come and watch your children play. They think you're the only one who can make them feel this way. When I look into the sky, all I see is dark and gray. Oh, wipe the teardrops from my eyes.
Hey there, folks. That's the Orange Peels.
Oh, really? I thought that was the Rolling Stones.
No, that's the Orange Peels. I like them much better than the Rolling Stones. Alan Clapp is singing there. He's the head of the Orange Peels. Hey, folks, we just got a few minutes left. Couple things real quick. First of all, earlier today we spoke to the author of this book, 100 Bible Verses. What's the title?
I can't remember. 100 Bible Verses That Made America.
Yeah. I was reading that book, and I have to say, I was reading it earlier. It's terrific. I recommend it very highly. That's number one. Number two, we've been talking to John Zmirak.
Zmirak.
And as often happens with John Zmirak, we can't get enough of him.
No.
You got to have more. So tomorrow, we are again talking to John Zmirak. I love the fact that in a week, we get to talk to him twice. You know what, Albin? We have a final tally.
We do.
On the CSI.
Mm-hmm.
So many people have participated in this. Folks, again, thank you, thank you, thank you. We have not mailed out all the books yet.
No, so
we're
many.
It's an overwhelming, it's a good problem, but it's a big problem. It's a big mailing that we're doing. We've raised, the total, it seems, is $330,047. Dollars.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if the banner is still up at MetaxasTalk.com.
Yeah, I didn't. You know, I should,
but
I didn't
if it is, those of you who haven't given can still give. But this is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing that CSI. I mean, sometimes we focus on all the negative. There are people out there, okay, CSI, Christian Solidarity International, they've dedicated their lives to helping people suffering horribly, people who are literally enslaved in Africa, okay? And they allow us to participate in it. And we, that is you, my listeners, have given $330,000 to this cause. I want to say again, thank you. I'm really moved that this is the case because, you know, we try to encourage you by talking about it. We try to encourage you by saying, if you give, we'll give you this back as a thank you. We do what we can, but at the end of the day, it's up to you. And you've done it. This is a spectacular figure. The folks at CSI said to us they'd never seen anything like this.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and they've never had a campaign like this.
And no. So that's really that's all of you. So those of you, you know, who gave $100, you'll get Metaxas Super. You get a code. You put it in, and you can listen to us commercial free. Obviously, not on the radio, but on your phone or whatever device you listen to the podcast on. Those of you who've given $250 get a signed copy of my Donald Builds the Wall, Donald Drains the Swamp. I can't remember which one, but. There are all these things that, you know, we're gonna get to you, but I just want to say that here's the bottom line. What you did is going to change lives. You may never know the details, but I'm here to tell you it's pretty spectacular.
And by the way, that 330,000 freed 1,320 slaves, because $250.
I'm telling you, I can't even believe I can't even believe it.
Yeah.
I can't even take it in. Praise the Lord. Thank you, folks, for your kindness, for your generosity. We're out of time, but just wanted to say a deeply heartfelt thank you.